Hump day, hump day, hump day, hump day, hump day, hump day! Welcome back to the Hump Day Highlight Show. It's your boy, PTB Sports Reporter, Lox. I know it's been a while, people. I know that, you know, you've been getting your sports elsewhere, but I'm back. And not only that, I'm back with a vengeance. This year, we've added more sports to the in-depth coverage. So now we will give you not only in-depth analysis on football, including a mock draft, basketball, including a mock draft. We're going to be adding the pitch. Soccer will be covered on this show right now. So before we even get into the major things that I want to get into, it's crazy, right? So, I mean, there's a lot going on in the sports world. So what I will say first is to the legend, Serena Williams, thank you so much for being an inspiration to black athletes, to women in general. You've done undeniable things, winning a Grand Slam when pregnant. Like, that is just astronomical. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that probably no other human would ever even close to do, she did. But I won't forget to mention Venus. Because like she said, there is no Serena without Venus. And them two together or broke the whole barrier of what we thought tennis is and representation in you know, popular sports. But with that being said, let's get back to the pitch. So yesterday was the Champions League debut. As you can see, I'm wearing a Chelsea shirt. My boys did not do so well yesterday. Spent a lot of money in the transfer portal in the summer transfer window. And we get beat by a Croatian team who I was expecting to maybe give them 2-3 nil, you know. And after a Leeds game, whoever we played last week, close game. I thought that, you know, We won the game last week, so I figured we're going to win the Champions game, match game one, game and do that. But so let's see who actually did end up getting, the W today. Let's see here. All right, so group stage, match one, we got... like I said before, Chelsea losing to Dynamo. Croatian team did well, 1-0. Benfica 2-0 on Habika Haifa. I'm not sure where they're from. Good thing for Group E, which Chelsea's in right now. Red Bulls Salzburg and AC Milan both tied 1-1, so they're going to get 1 point. So we're really only down by what? 1 point. And then I see Red Bull Leipzig lost to Shakhtar. Okay, yeah, they lost. PSG 2-1 on Juventus. Real Madrid against Celtic. I mean, come on. This should have been worse. 3-0 Real Madrid. Sevilla and Man City 4-0 City. Dortmund and Copenhagen 3-0 Copenhagen. It's like Dortmund 3-0. Jude Bellingham and Sebastian Hellofer. Guys did, you know, some crazy things out there. Let's see who scored for Man City. We got Haaland scoring twice and Phil Foden. Oh my lord, this team is just, what is the problem? We're nervous. We're nervous. We're all nervous. PSG, any scores? Let's see. We got Mbappe twice. Okay, Weston McKennie, U.S. boy, score for Juventus. Good job. Anything worth noteworthy before we move on here? Yeah, no, not really. So tomorrow, well, later today, actually, I'd say that. Later today, we got Ajax and Rangers, Inter Milan, Bayern Munich, Sporting versus Frankfurt, Atletico Madrid versus FC Porto, Napoli versus Liverpool, Tottenham versus Marseille, Leverkusen versus Club Prague, and Barcelona versus some Polish team. So with that being said, this is only the first game, match day one for Champions League. I know this is a big deal, but I'm not really – it's a huge deal. I'm really upset we lost this first game. But I think that Chelsea can bounce back. I think that when you look at the schedule, obviously we could play better than that. But it does worry me because, you know, if they were the worst team in there, I'm scared to play AC Milan and Red Bulls Salzburg because – The Croatian team was supposed to be the worst team in the league, in the group. So I'm a little bit worried on that. But, you know, I'm confident Thomas Tuchel and those guys can pull together. All right. So let's get into this one. This is straight up crazy, right? Crazy. So Paul Pogba, I don't know if you guys know, Paul Pogba is a huge, he's still a pretty good guy. Huge star in Juventus before, in Man United before his injuries, plagued by injuries. Won the World Cup with France back in 2018, the last one. And so he's pretty much, he's got some hardware to his resume, you know. Pretty good player, one of the most household name players in the last couple of years. So, which is crazy, this story is, so his brother, Paul Pogba's older brother, Matthias, is part of a group that is trying to extort Paul Pogba into what, I don't know, but apparently they say he's got mob ties. Maybe getting extorted by the mob. Who knows? Matthias has got some kind of ties, which is funny because Matthias actually used to be a footballer himself. So I'm confused on what are you extorting your younger brother on if you kind of lived a similar life? Yes, he's been way more popular, way bigger paydays, played at way bigger clubs, and did pretty much lapped your football career. But does that give you grounds to try to shit on your little brother and try to take everything from him? I don't get it. Because he's apparently going to Juventus because Paul Pogba's got signed back by his Italian club. He's in Juventus again. And basically, they're saying that Matthias knows secrets about Juventus, right? And he's basically saying that he called a witch doctor to – I can't believe I'm saying this. He called a witch doctor to perform or cast a spell on Kylian Mbappe. Now, Kylian Mbappe is, we all know, superstar striker from PSG, French teammate, baller, right? Cover on FIFA for the last 3 years. So Mbappe has come out and saying that he trusts his national teammate, Paul Pogba, over anything that his brother Matthias is saying. And in a report here, I see that Paul Pogba's mother and the attorney said that Matthias is part of this group that's trying to extort the World Cup winner. As written here by Freddie Keeley. In the Mirror .UK, I'm just so flustered over this because your little brother is it jealousy? Your little brother has overlapped you, and now you're jealous. You play, so okay, so Matthias played at Reckham. So Reckham is that new, like, I don't know if you guys seen that, a new show with Ryan Gosling. He's owner of Reckham. I don't know where Reckham, I'm sure it's in England somewhere, but it's not a popular club, as I don't know about it. And I'm confused because, okay, so Paul Pogba is 29, so he's born in what, 93? His brother is what, 32? So he's 3 years older than him. And you're trying to shit on your little brother? There's so many questions here, and we don't know what actually is coming about. All Pogba has said is that, in the midst of injuries, it's unfortunate he's in injuries right now. But he, he wants to play, and he's mentally okay, and even though he's physically going through the ringer. So I'm just trying to understand because there's already a investigation going on. The French police and the Italian police, because Juventus is in Italy. The French police and the Italian police are already working on it and confirmed there is an investigation between this and saying that Paul Pogba is actually getting blackballed. And I don't understand what that means. Blackballed, and I know what it means, but in regards to what? Because from what I'm looking, the outside looking in, and granted, I'm not the world's most keen reporter on football, but he's still been at the most popular clubs. He's still got big money. He's still got a chance to win trophies and hardware, maybe not in recent years as he's been at Man United, but he won a World Cup. So what is he really blackballing him from? And in terms of if he was injury free, there would be nothing blackballing him because I'm pretty sure he'd be getting that back. So I'm a little curious on this. But he says he's okay, and I think that he wants to gear towards getting back for the World Cup. So we'll see. We'll give you guys an update. And this is just spooky, man. You don't hate off your brother, man. For real. Don't hate off your brother. All right, moving on. We got some very, 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 very exciting things to cover real quick. Before we get off the pitch, we're gonna stay on the pitch for a little bit longer just because I gotta go through what happened in this week of the Premier League. So I know there's very popular leagues like, La Liga or, Ligue 1 in France or any other things. But I'm only going to focus on Premier League. I'm sorry to tell y'all, y'all can feel offended or not. It's Premier League or bust to me. I think that's the best league in the world. I think it's the most technically sound in the world. I think it's the most exciting in terms of games. And yeah, so that's my bias. I can stick to it. I'll still cover some of the Champions League stuff. Obviously, the continental bigger tournaments, I'll try to get some noteworthy stuff on. But for the most part, Premier League, I'll be covering week to week. Okay, that being said, match week six just passed. So this one, I was excited on because there's a couple games that I felt good about, and there's a couple of them I was like, oh, okay. So let's just start from the top. Everton and Liverpool 0-0. That's a great outing for Frank Lampard and Everton guys. Huge, huge. If you could, if I mean, Liverpool's not playing the way they are. It seems like the loss of Sadio Mane is obviously affecting the club. But yeah, so that's a great outing. for Everton to get a 1 point from a match with Liverpool, I'll take that any day, judging how we could beat them twice last year. Anyway, so Nottingham Forest versus Bournemouth. So these two clubs got promoted from Champions League. So it's good to see these guys back. And I think Nottingham Forest have been back in a minute. And so they signed a lot of people in this season too. I think they were top 10 in terms of how much money they spent. They lost 3-2 to Bournemouth. Brentford versus Leeds. Sorry. Brentford went big on Leeds 5-2. God damn, beat up on them. Castle and Crystal Palace. This is kind of, towards the bottom tier. Even though I like what Newcastle's been doing, they 0-0, they both get a point. Brighton and Leicester City. Leicester City just lost Wesley Fofana. Thank you very much, Leicester City. They lost 5-2 to Brighton. Tottenham and Fulham. Fulham, I really wanted you guys to do better than this. They ended up losing 2-1 to Tottenham. Chelsea and West Ham. This game went back and forth. There was a lot of controversy in here. Finally, it went towards the Chelsea side when it comes towards this ref and VAR and all the other stuff. We finally got a call. 2-1 Chelsea over West Ham. Wolves. I just call them the Wolves. Versus Southampton. 1-0 Wolves. And this one's a pretty interesting one. Aston Villa versus Man City. Damn near the best team in the league. And Aston Villa got 1 point from that match. So I'll take a tie with Man City 1-1 if I'm Aston Villa. And then this probably was the happiest of the week. Besides the Chelsea win, this was the most happiest of the week here. Man United beating up on Arsenal 3-1. I don't really like Arsenal fans or Man U fans happy, but I like the fact that Man U humbled Arsenal. With Gabriel Jesus and Udogie and Saka and all these guys over there at Arsenal. They're starting off real well. They're hot. Everybody's talking about their first place. Eric Ten Hag. And decides that, Man United didn't start too hot, but then, holy Jesus, what did they just do? They buy two guys from Ajax, Arthur and Martinez. Then they go out there and get Casemiro. I mean, those are pretty good acquisitions, pretty good names too. And it appears to be working. 3-1 against Arsenal, man. So that's match week six. We're looking forward to match week seven. Let's go through here. Let's get the little previews. We might as well, right? All right. So Fulham against Chelsea next week. I'm expecting Fulham to do what we do. Psych. I'm expecting Chelsea to do what we do and beat their ass. And then we got Southampton versus Brentford. I'm picking Brentford there. I got Aston Villa versus Leicester City. I'm going to go draw 1-1. Arsenal versus Everton. I'm going 2-1 Arsenal. Crystal Palace versus Man United. I'm going 3-0 United. Brighton versus Bournemouth. I'm going 1-1 tie. Wolves versus Liverpool. I'm expecting an upset. I say Wolves 2-1 over Liverpool. Now, here's the game I really want to see because I need both. I love seeing other big six teams in England lose and fail. So, Man City, Tottenham. I want somebody to lose. I'd welcome a Tottenham 2-1 win over Man City. I'd welcome that. Let's see what else we got here. West Ham versus Newcastle. West Ham played pretty well. I think they're going to beat Newcastle. I'll say 2-1. Nottingham Forest versus Leeds. I give Forest 2-1 win. I think my man Jesse Lingas, Jay Lings, is going to come through and do what he does. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so we're going to get a little switch from there. And then we head to the you know, from the pitch to the gridiron. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I mean, this Thursday, man, it feel like it's been forever. It's been forever. Like, we've waited how long for this? We need our football back. Like, the fact that we've been gone for so long without our football is hurtful. It's definitely hurtful. But the good thing about it is that football's year round, you know? Thank you, XFL. It's coming back. USFL, thank you for that. And some of the USFL guys got drafted. So we love to see that. I mean, picked up, not drafted. But we love to see that. We love to see football going year round. We love to see just the commotion. A lot of commotion, a lot of trades, a lot of different things going on, a lot of narratives, a lot of storylines headed into the season. And I'm excited, you know. You got the Broncos, Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos Nation. Let's ride. Broncos Nation. Let's ride. You know, you got Russ, or some people know him as Ciara's husband, signing his extension. You got the dilemma in Cleveland. Well, now you know he's not going to play. Deshaun Watson's not going to play. He's got an 11-game fine, 11-game suspension plus the fine. I mean, you got Sam Darnold getting hurt. Baker's going to get the start. You know, it's a lot of different storylines. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers is frustrated with the shitty young wide receivers he's got because, what's his name? What's his name, man? Oh, man. Devontae Adams, he's gone. He's in there with his former college teammate. So I'm hearing Aaron Rodgers is going through the ringer right now. You know what I'm saying? So I got some special guests coming up on here, man. And I want to see, like, you know, if what's their take on it, you know? So I'm going to wait till they get in here. But I'm gonna keep getting y'all this good content here. So let's just discuss some week one matchups, huh? I think that I honestly don't even fucking care. I'll watch the fucking Lions versus the Bears right now. I don't care how shitty the game is. I just want to see football because it's been so fucking long. So I'm just excited to see it. You know what I'm saying? It could be the toilet bowl. It could be, you know, it could be anybody. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm geeked about this week. Here's the thing. Let me break it down for some of the people who don't watch football. North American football. Football in North America. Football in Sundays is a ritual. It's a spiritual thing. It's similar to how people prepare for church. I know people are saying, oh, that's blasphemous, da 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 da. No, it's not. Because people get early. People get dressed and prepared for church way early. Same thing with football. We get ready way early. The game is at 1 o'clock. I am up and ready at 10 o'clock, ready. And football season brings the happiness out of people, man. if your team's winning. You know what I'm saying? But it brings the happiness. You got wings. You got beer. Every Sunday is turned into a Sunday fun day in football season. I can't tell you the last time I had a Sunday fun day. We don't do it. Sunday fun day in basketball season? Nah. Baseball season? It's cool. Don't get me wrong. Yankees all the way. But it's not the same. Football season, Sunday fun day all day. And this could just be me. I think the NFL is, besides NBA, I think that I could watch other games besides my sports teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like watching the sport, you know? I can't, like, if the Yankees not playing, I'm not watching baseball. You know what I'm saying? And even when the Yankees are playing, I'm not watching them on TV. I got to go there. You know what I'm saying? I got to go to the games. But, you know, sometimes I dabble on Yes Network. Shout out to Yes. But for the most part, I'm not watching no other sports teams by myself unless it's football or basketball. I don't know. Maybe it's the excitement for me. I don't know. But granted, maybe it's because those sports teams sucks in those sports. So maybe I don't want to watch New York basketball or New York football because all the teams suck. Is that the case? But yeah, so I don't know, man. But we got my special guests up in here. Let's bring them forward and see what they got to say here, because I know they're going to bring some hilarious takes here. So, my man Dean, my man Osho.
What's going on?
Welcome back to Hump Day, my brothers.
What's going on?
So, I brought you in for the segment, man, on NFL. It all
the greatest sport ever.
Oh, clearly. Don't debate
I do concur.
Greatest league ever. Yep.
It all started with a pigskin. You know what I'm saying? So this, I was saying to the viewers at home, I've gone through withdrawals for football, even with USFL being in, you know, happening. I've been going through withdrawals of football that I don't even care what game's on. I'm gonna fucking watch it tomorrow.
It's not real football.
Definitely. I mean, not real football. It's not real football, but
it don't hit the same.
It don't.
But hey, listen. In lieu of real football, I'll take watered down football. You know what I'm saying? Either way.
Okay, I respect it, I guess. I guess I'm just a football snob with it, but if it's not good college football, I can't even watch all college football. Like, it's got to be good college football. Like, I just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bougie with his football.
Hell yeah. Listen, I went through 4 years of nonsense. I'm off of it.
Listen, if it's football, it's football. I'll watch fucking high school if it's good. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I just want to run through some of these predictions, some way too early predictions. I kind of want to do, like, you know, other shows where, you know how they do, like, a CBS or ESPN, where they kind of keep the tally from week to week on how the person is with predicting, you know what I'm saying? I kind of want to keep a little tally, you know what I'm saying? See who ends up in the playoffs at the end of Hump Day Highlights, you know what I'm saying? So let's just see what we got this week, right? So Thursday. I can't wait. A couple days away. Bills versus Rams.
Damn, you went straight into it.
Listen. What are we doing?
I got the Bills.
Okay. All right. Dean?
The Bills are coming in. They're the Super Bowl favorites. They have added to that. They've added some weapons to that defense.
They somehow had no
Pro Bowlers, but they had, I believe, two All Pros though. One was safety, and someone else. Which is wild in itself. And then now you're adding Vaughn, Josh Allen. know what I mean? You got Dawson, you got Diggs.
But all right, just keep it short. What do you want?
All that said and done, I'm actually going to go with the Rams.
Okay. I mean,
I was building up to it, but like, nah, because like, one, the Rams are reloading. They're bringing everybody back with the exception of Odell Beckham. And Von Miller. Yeah, excuse me. And then like a few other pieces. Yeah, like
Whitworth.
Day is out there. Whitworth is out. But they've trued up those pieces. You're adding, like, I think everyone forgets Bobby Wagner's on this defense now.
Oh,
so we have fucking Aaron Donald up front.
Oh,
you got
shit,
Bobby fucking Wagner in the middle. And then in that back end, you got Jalen. Those are your big three monsters right there up front on the fucking defensive side of the ball.
Yeah,
not even added. Exactly. We all just forget that Bobby Wagner's going to be number 45 out there. Like, this is going to be a problem.
Oh, I'm telling you, Dean.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm going with the Rams.
I'm still sticking with the Bills.
You know what? I see your point, Dean. I see your point. I'm going to go with the Bills, though. You know why?
Sure.
I feel like the Bills' offensive unit is a little more cohesive right now. I feel like they could put up a lot more points right now. You know what I'm saying? Versus, I think the Rams, they kind of lost a couple pieces. They kind of work, got to work. I mean, Cooper Kupp and them is, don't get it twisted. It's Cooper Kupp.
And then didn't they sign? I mean, Allen again?
Who?
No, was that him or Robinson? They signed.
Oh, they got Allen Robinson. Yeah.
Okay.
From the Bears.
Could be a problem.
It could be a problem, but we don't really know what he's been playing with fucking Mitchell Trubisky for the last 2 years. So we don't know what
he's really now.
Doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But time out. But then you saw the production that he put on for the Bears. Then on top of that, now you're adding him into a Sean McVay offense. And then Matthew Stafford at the helm. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Like, no. Like, the more I'm talking, the more I'm convinced that, I think I'm going to be 1-0 after Thursday, and you both are going to be 0-1. It's all right, though. It's cool. Can't win.
I think the Bills win because I think early in the season they'll just be hungrier. I think they're still upset about what happened last year. I think the Rams are still kind of riding high because they just won a Super Bowl. That shit don't end until, you know, week 10 type shit. So I think the Bills just come correct. They come hungry. They the favorite. They hype. They believe in themselves.
I don't know.
That's all.
I don't know. And the only reason I say I don't know is we got to think about it from this level, right? You're saying that, like, you know, you think that they may still be caught up in last year's Super Bowl, but I see a team full of vets. You see what I'm saying? They're not gonna let themselves get. I think they're too professional for that.
You would hope, but don't forget this is a lot of people. You know, a lot of people hitting their pinnacle. You know, some of them. You know, you talk about Stafford. He probably never thought he'd be there. Aaron Donald. He was openly saying that he didn't know if he'd ever get back to a Super Bowl. So, you know, it's just. It feels good. And, you know, they're the favorites in the NFC for sure. I agree with that, too. But I think the Bills just come out really, just really on another level. Like, they come out in midseason form week one.
That's what I was saying about the offense. That's what I'm saying. Okay. But let's just see who else we got here. Eagles, Lions.
Eagles, easy.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are pretty high, are rated pretty high, if I'm not mistaken.
Because they're stacked.
They're very stacked.
They're gonna be a fucking problem. A problem.
We'll get to the divisions after this, but yeah. So I'm going Eagles for short. Any takers?
Nah, I went Eagles too. Yeah. They're gonna be a problem.
Lions and talk about Hutchinson or some shit.
Nah. Don't get me wrong, though. He is a guy. He's looking to be a guy. You know what I'm saying? I saw some stuff on this.
First round draft pick, he better be.
Yeah, you feel me?
MCDC, listen, I got faith in MCDC and the boys to get a little something going on over there.
Okay. But here's one that I'm really intrigued on. Niners, Bears.
Oh, what? Niners.
But the only reason why I'm intrigued on because of the whole Trey Lance thing and Jimmy G is going to be his backup, and it's kind of like it seems a little awkwardly like forcing Jimmy G to be the backup. Granted, Jimmy G didn't have to sign the deal. He could have went somewhere else. But I don't know. It just feel like, yeah, you the backup now, nigga. Sit down.
And you know I think Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah. We knew this was coming for a while. I mean,
we did.
We saw them try to test the market with Jimmy G and see if anyone will pick him up. They didn't. If he goes into free agency, he doesn't know what he's going to get. He might literally not get picked up or only get a $1 million offer. I know that's a lot of money, but like he signed, I think it was like an extension for like $6 million a year or something like that as a backup, which is solid. All things considered, I mean, it's still a business.
You don't think he could be a starter somewhere?
I think he could be a starter somewhere? Yes. Do I think a team is going to go out of their way and put him in a starter without injuries or something of that nature happening? No. Outside of the Browns keeping him until Deshaun Watson comes back, I don't think, especially in today's NFL, you just get a new guy, especially when there's a cat that's really not, you know, like pooping. He's not like a Ryan Fitzpatrick or something of that nature, you know?
Well, I would say this. Two things. One, we got to remember he's coming off of injury, and Jimmy is a little bit injury prone. We can say this.
Very.
But then the second thing is you said a guy more proven player?
You said what?
You said you were saying that teams, you know, want to go out for somebody more proven, like a Ryan
Fitzpatrick. I feel like
you don't think Jimmy need a little more respect?
I don't think as of late he's that proven. And two, and in today's league, you know, we move on a bit faster. I think they'll go and try some new cat. But no, I don't think Jimmy G's been. I mean, yeah, he had the Super Bowl, which is crazy to think, right? He got there and all that. But again, that team was a product of everything around him. Same thing with the Patriots. When he was there, he was on a solid Pats team and did good and then left and had the big money. I just don't see him as a championship.
You win with Jimmy. You don't win without Jimmy. Speaking about San Francisco, that was like, it is what it is. Now you have to hope that Trey Lance becomes a guy, but let's not forget that Trey Lance, how much football has Trey Lance really played? Listen, hope he is a fucking savage. I really do. But Trey Lance has like how many really meaningful snaps even in college?
In the NFL?
Like,
you know,
damn. Like, and then even, you know what I'm saying? Like, even all, like, yeah, the COVID year fucked them over. But this is a lot of money on the house to be betting on a guy that's like, eh. And then especially when you're hearing reports that, you know, Kyle Shanahan really wanted Tom Brady. Everybody in the 49ers were kind of like, no, fuck off. Then you come to find out that he wanted Mac Jones. They talk, fuck off. That's why he got Trey Lance. So you got to hope that Trey Lance comes out. But
which is awkward to me, because if you wanted Mac and you got Trey Lance, that's like your whole system's backwards, because Mac ain't going to do what Trey Lance is going to do. You know what I'm saying? So
I think
Trey Lance is going to go. He going to fill that role good. I think, you know, outside of that, I think he's got a lot of weapons around him. He's got a good old line. He's got one of the best defenses in the NFL. He's got a lot of things going his way. So we'll see.
Okay. So you guys going to Niners over Bears, though?
Has to be. But we'll say this, though.
Justin Fields is improving, man. That's what I'm going to say.
He is, but not yet. But I will say
this. The rest of the team now.
Shit.
They lost Khalil Mack. They just lost Jason Peters. They didn't really bring in no new weapons on offense. They lost Allen Robinson.
It's a dumpster fire over there.
Whatever that's worth.
Now, I will say this,
though. You could have had Deshaun Watson, but hey. Look where that's at.
Oh, shit, he's coming back going against the Texans. But here's my thing. Before we get off of this old 49ers situation, one question for you, gentlemen. While we hope Trey is good, what happens if he's not? How fucking loud does it get over there? How loud do you think it gets?
It's going to get loud always, but what happens if he's not is exactly what happens everywhere else. They'll give him a year, maybe two.
You think?
Try to build. Yeah, you got to.
You got a guy right there in Jimmy Garoppolo.
You got him on his rookie contract. You might as well see what he could do before you let him go and then go to Jimmy G.
We got a guy right here.
You just switch over, but they'll give him, if he's coming in with the start, they'll give him till week. I say till
7-8.
Yeah, seven, eight. Like, and if he looks atrocious, which I truly don't think he will, but if he looks atrocious, yeah, you go to Jimmy G. But if he looks like he's, you know, still figuring out the motions and there's potential, yeah, you give him a little bit of time and see what you could do.
But then if that's the case,
what if they're 2-4? Or what if they're 1-4?
As weird as it sounds, it's 2-4 is a losing record, but you got to see how and who you lose to, bro. It's hard to explain. They might have.
You're right. You know,
they might beat the Bears and then they might play Seattle and then they play Bills, Rams, Chiefs. You know, the top teams in the NFL. They might lose those games by a possession or two. If he's 2-4 with those kind of games. And you know, keep him in. he's not the problem.
And not for nothing. Now that we have 18 weeks, like 2-4 in September, December,
you got
like,
time.
You got a whole bunch of time.
Bill Belichick does say that, you know, football really doesn't begin until, you know, October. So, you know, all through, you know, September and everything. Just, you know, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. So
that was terrible. That was a terrible impression. But yeah, I see what you're doing.
That is exactly what he does. Fuck off.
I know. It was just poorly executed.
That's how he talks. It's literally that.
This is an exciting matchup here. I don't think so, but I'm in the division. So
how do you say you don't think this? You don't think so, but then you say it's an exciting matchup. Okay, let's go.
It's an exciting matchup to me because I'm in the division, but I don't think anybody else thinks it's that exciting.
Sure.
Steelers, Bengals. What do we feel about this?
That's a really exciting matchup.
I think it's going to be a good one. I think,
Bengals, come on now. Bengals, come on. I got to put some respect on Joey B's name. Come on.
I don't trust Mitch Trubisky to run that offense. I think they do got weapons, but I don't trust him to make the right decisions consistently. I mean, I think the defense would do his thing, but because it's Steelers defense, they always do their thing. I think mm-hmm. Najee Harris is going to put up a crap ton of fantasy points and go off. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think he's number one.
Roll Tide.
Oh.
He's their number one.
Yeah, I think they find multiple ways to get him to rock.
Screens, all that shit.
Everything.
There was one thing that you were missing, which is going to be the demise of the Pittsburgh Steelers, not only for week one, but for this fucking season. That offensive line,
yeah, it's rough.
It's fucking horrendous. I'm sorry, Okafor, nigga, they've been rebuilding for years.
It's a process. But one of the worst. The Bengals did that shit in one year.
I will go farther and say that they've been rebuilding for like maybe 5 years.
It's been a while.
Been getting fucked up for years. Think we all just been like, yo, how is he still here? You know what I'm saying?
We built it from Alan Fenneca days.
Chill out.
Bruh.
The last time they were good
was when Villanueva was good, and that was a fucking century.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was a hot one.
Exactly. That was the last time that old line was good as a unit. When Pouncey retired, it was over. They got rid of Castro. Shout out to your service.
But here's my thing is, though, it's like, all right, so rebuilding a line. We've seen the Bengals were terrible last year, and they rebuilt mm-hmm. it to pretty decent, pretty good, I would say, in one offseason.
Well, you look at who was available at that time, you know what I mean?
Put the cards you're dealt, I understand
that. And look at the team you're on. I'm not saying the Steelers aren't a great team, but the Bengals just got to a Super Bowl without an O-line. So, you know, I don't think it's hard-pressed to – go into free agency and make trades and talk people into coming or draft. I don't think that's a difference.
Yeah, it sold itself, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So we're going all Bengals here, huh?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. That's gonna be a good game.
We have barely any split differentials, so we might be all going in here undefeated. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because y'all motherfuckers gonna lose that Thursday night game. It is what it is. My bad.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see. All right, Pats, Dolphins. I'm going with the Fins, baby. Roll Tide. Tua, the Patriots, and Cheetah. And Waddle. I forgot. It's two Roll Tides on there. I'm definitely going Dolphins.
Nah, the Dolphins definitely made moves this offseason.
You can't go against Bill. You don't want to go against Bill Belichick, but we know he doesn't view football as anything in September. They're still trying to figure out that goddamn offense. That their offensive line looks really fucked up. They gutted it for what? It's my
question. Yeah. And then brought in that Cole Strange cat that they definitely reached on because motherfuckers didn't even have him on the board type shit. And they drafted
They had him as a round four pick.
They had him like a third.
Nah, the guard. Pick.
Yeah. Oh, the guard.
Yeah, son.
I was what? What is? I was like, this, and then there, Mel Kiper and them. This is definitely a Bill Belichick pick. I'm like, he's unheard of. That's the fucking.
What is this guy? It's not a good unheard of neither.
No. All right, so what we saying?
Fins, man.
I think I'm gonna have to go with the Dolphins too. I think they reloaded. They got a lot of, they got some protection for Tua.
They did.
Definitely got him some weapons, which is
a lot.
And that defense, that secondary is beastly.
Secondary. I like the secondary a lot. Two good safeties.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be solid. I think the Dolphins go shock some people this year. I think Tua gonna put on this year too.
All right, we'll save that for the division. Save that for the division talk. All right, Browns, Panthers.
The shit bowl.
Yeah, this is literally the shit bowl.
I think the Panthers win. I take the Panthers, but I don't think it's a good showing. Like, I think it's an ugly game, low scoring. But I think the Panthers' offense is just a bit better, and they make the win. They get the win.
I agree with you. I think it's a heavy turnover battle. I think two turnovers each.
Yes.
It's 24-17, two turnovers each, that kind of game.
I don't even know who the starting quarterback for the Browns is right now.
Oh, that's Teddy Bridgewater, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it Teddy?
No, Teddy's with the Dolphins. He's the backup to Tua.
I thought it was Tyrod.
Is it Tyrod Taylor? No. Tyrod Taylor's on what's the name?
He's been.
Tyrod was the backup for the Giants. He got hurt.
Oh, Tyrod with the Giants?
Let's find out. It's fucking Jacoby Brissett, for all we know.
Oh, I think it is Jacoby Brissett.
I didn't even type it in. I said, for all we know, it's fucking Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
All right. But listen. He's very serviceable.
Yeah,
very serviceable.
They have two monster running backs back there. They have a great O-line.
And don't forget
that defense is nasty.
They picked up Cooper.
I'm going with the Browns.
And about to say, you got Amari Cooper, you got Njoku. You got some dudes.
You going with the Browns?
They can't let. Listen, them motherfuckers hated Baker. Remember, the team themselves didn't like Baker that much either on his exit.
You think
Miles Garrison, I'm about to ask somebody else in the graveyard. I've been waiting, dog.
I forgot about Flash.
You thought when I ripped off Mason Rudolph helmet was something?
I forgot about Flash. I ain't going to hold you. He's a difference maker. I'm sorry. There's nobody on that Panthers line that I am convinced that can block this man.
You got him. And then on top of that, I believe that old boy came back too. Jadeveon Clowney's back too as well on that D-line. Like that D-line's that defense
is Clowney back?
I'm pretty sure. Out. Yeah.
You ain't know what you're gonna get from Clowney.
Shut up. Oh,
but he's there though. He's there. He's there.
I guess.
He can make the plays.
You know how Clowney be sometimes.
Yo, son. Yo, you. Fuck you.
Am I wrong?
He's back on the Browns. You right?
Yeah, son. He said, listen, he said he rocking with Deshaun. So there we go.
He said that?
He said that, though.
I heard it somewhere. I heard it on the sports show.
But listen.
The Browns might get that win, though.
Yeah,
but think about it.
They're not gonna let Baker get the W.
But you really gotta think
job
about
before
it.
That happened.
Jadeveon Clowney on one side, whatever Jadeveon shows up, Flash Garrett on the other side.
He's the problem. I was just watching something earlier today of him. Yo, he went through three people. He went through a tight end, a tackle, and a guard. And I was like, this is stupid.
It's not surprising me. It's not surprising me.
Stupid. Stupid.
Because, I mean, you could argue he's top three.
What, his position?
Well, over D line, you could say D-line? TJ, Donald, him.
Why not disrespecting Cam Haywood?
But I definitely have him up there.
Is Cam Haywood not up there? Haywood not up there?
Not top three.
Is he not?
I'm a little biased.
Is he not top five?
Top five, probably.
I put a Chandler Jones up there. He get mad sacks.
See, I mean,
Chandler. What more do you want?
Chandler's a little inconsistent, though, sometimes.
He be getting hurt and shit. That is true.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I'm talking about
his availability.
He'll have, like, last year, five sacks in one game, then quiet for another 5 weeks.
I mean, that's 5 weeks worth of sacks. You think he got to be great every day? Come on, now.
Yeah, he won against Tyler Lewan, week one, one of the best league's best tackles.
But he was coming over injury, and then he only gave up two sacks against Taylor, and then he got one on the inside, and he got another two on the other tackle.
Okay, two.
You know, we're not gonna let that just throw these old linemen under the bus.
Nah, I'm not throwing old linemen. I'm just saying.
He was fucking him up.
It was rough to watch.
How many tackles can you say is better than Taylor Lewan?
There's a few out there.
Trent Williams. I put Armstead up there.
Bakhtiari.
That's the Packers.
Calm down. He was only out one season. Like, he's coming back now.
Hobie from the Eagles. Lane Johnson up there.
Yes.
Lane Johnson.
Watch your mouth. Lane Johnson is a monster. He's solid. He's crazy.
Solid. I know Lane, but.
Retired from the Browns, the right tackle. He was a monster. Not him. I'm sorry, not the Browns. Oh man, it was the Chiefs. I forgot, but he retired. He was like a monster ref. He was a monster right tackle.
I like what you're pro to homie from the Ravens, Staley. When he healthy.
That's the thing. When the last time this motherfucker
did he get hurt? Like, he was hurt last. He was out for like the whole year.
Two years ago.
Yeah. Oh, has he been back?
Yeah, he's back.
I think so.
Okay, never mind. Okay, I take that back.
Because remember, because 2 years ago he got hurt, and then we had Zeus Brown Jr. Then he had a great year. Out. We got rid of him.
Sent him to the Chiefs.
Right.
Well, effectively, we're not putting Taylor Lewan. Like, I feel as if Taylor's kind of like, you know, digressed, but that's just me.
I mean, you could say that. I felt like you might be able to argue it. You could argue it either way.
But you know, that's why I don't think – at one time he was top five, but now he's not.
The unarguable is like, you know, Tyron Smith, Trent Williams –
Jason Peterson is heyday.
Lane Johnson.
Those are ones I feel like kind of unarguable.
Now, Lane is a beast. He's a beast.
He's been pretty solid with the Saints for a while. He's with the Dolphins now, but he was
a monster.
So these are all left tackles because Lane plays right.
Lane's a right. The other ones were right.
But he gets that paper as if he was.
He does.
Yeah, he's like the best right tackle in the league type shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is important in the NFL today, especially
some damn reach blocks. That's what it is. Hook blocks.
Well, then not. You know what else too, though, is because a lot of teams now, you know, that left defensive end, you know, because like people, like, you know, these defensive ends are running from that big bad left tackle. They don't want to get the shit beat out of them.
Yeah,
exactly. You got it. You got to have a dog over there now. You can't because a lot of them are bitches. It is what it is,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right about that.
And then it was like, you're not out there, whatever like that. Hey, listen, bud, you're out there, and I'm just saying what I see. Y'all motherfuckers be running from left tackles. Prove me wrong.
Nah, they definitely do.
JJ Watt.
They definitely go over JJ,
TJ, all of them.
Nah, TJ camped on that left, on that bottom of the screen. That bitch be camped on that bottom of the screen. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere that time.
Skirt.
But listen, if you could get defensive player of the year on that bottom of the screen, shit, I'm gonna stay right here.
Yeah, right. I respect it, but we still got to be like, all right, you not.
It's an asterisk. So what?
You ain't going after the Dogs.
Colts, Texans.
Colts.
AFC South.
Colts. Imagine the all Texans weren't hot garbage this year.
No, I think D Mills is gonna surprise us, but I don't see them coming out.
Of I think stop it right now.
I think D Mills.
D Mills is fucking hot bookie, man.
Nah, I think he gets stats, but I think they still gonna be bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, you could throw for 4,000 yards, but
and 2-10.
Right.
2-16.
What does that mean?
Yeah, they don't.
Not for nothing. Deshaun Watson literally did that. Leading the league in passing, and it was 2-14.
They were rough, yeah.
So
true. We'll see.
All right. Saints, Falcons.
Saints.
Yeah.
The Falcons rebuilded too much. I don't trust Mariota. I mean,
you can never trust Mariota.
Like especially in this situation, they don't got that many offensive weapons. I mean, they just
you
and they got
what
outside of Pitts. And your bank is
Drake London
and Gage, who I don't even know if he's playing. And Calvin Ridley's gone.
He's out.
You got Drake London, a rookie, and Kyle Pitts and Cordell Patterson at running back. Stop it. What are you talking about?
Guard Pitts, though. Guard him.
All right. You got a nigga. Okay, cool. Now what? Now what?
Two niggas.
Now what?
Two niggas.
But Mary is Mariota going to get it to him?
Versus
Mariota going to get it to him?
No. Wait. First fucking J-Boo trying to eat W's and motherfucking Saints.
Hey, I guess the Saints, bro, first things first, don't forget, before what Jameis was hurt, the last time he was a starter, my man put up 30 touchdowns, bro.
He's a dog. I'm not saying he's not a dog. Yeah, he's a dog.
He's going to go crazy.
But. You a funny nigga. Oh, you a funny ass nigga. This nigga said. Let me tell you what this nigga said, America. This nigga said, don't forget, a man had 30 touchdowns. Nigga didn't forget 30 interceptions.
Hey, I got put off a table.
Nigga said 30 touchdowns. What?
You gotta be in it to win it, baby.
Hey,
he completely omitted that from his memory. Like, don't just go hand in hand, bro. You just go hand in. He led the league in touchdowns and interceptions. Let's just be clear.
Hey, be like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
But but not for nothing. On paper, yeah, Saints. Are you crazy? You know, the fact that Michael Thomas is coming back from injury. He can throw it to himself. Okay. Michael Thomas can't guard Mike. I'm going. That's what I'm picking. Saints versus Falcons, Michael Thomas. That's what I'm going. Well,
Saints are gonna win.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Let's see this one. This one right here is one of the biggest games of my entire life. There's probably been no bigger game than this game right here.
Jets.
I'm going to say Ravens Jets. This is my personal Super Bowl. This all happens.
Fucking Ravens gonna win. This isn't even a conversation. Shout out to Zach Williams. I mean Zach Wilson for fucking moms, but they still gonna catch the L. Is he hurt? Right, he's hurt right now, right?
Yeah, he's hurt.
Right. Oh yeah. So Joe Flacco's coming in.
But
yeah,
nah. I heard this speculation that said he might play, but I'm like, wait, he just got who? Like a procedure done.
Zach Wilson? Nah, he's done. He's getting head from his mom's best friend right now. Getting physical therapy.
Stop it.
Breaking news. You didn't know that?
I knew there was some kind of knee sculpt thing, some kind of procedure.
Yeah,
I didn't know
he was
fucking moms. All right. I didn't know he was fucking moms. I didn't know he was fucking moms. Who didn't know that?
I got the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson goes off. Shout out Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're going with the fucking Ravens.
Okay, just want to make sure we all good. Yeah, I mean. All right, cool. So really not that much of a debate there. This one, oh boy, you want to talk about debate? This is it right here. Jags, Commanders.
Oh, that actually is. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna go. I got Commanders. I think they got a better defense, and I think they.
Got oh my God! Weapons. They're front seven.
Yeah.
Holy
never,
Jesus!
Terrifying.
Never underestimate Carson Wentz's ability to just Carson Wentz a situation and self-destruct. We cannot like underestimate that. That cannot listen. This man got two fucking sprained ankles on one play against Aaron Donald. This motherfucker should have threw way more interceptions than he did, but like six of them have been fucking dropped. And then on top of that, not for nothing, have you not noticed that like everything is backyard football? Like he dies every single fucking play. So we cannot overstate this about Carson Wentz.
He dies.
No, he died. He tries to die every single play. Every single play is the last play in the Super Bowl for Carson Wentz. If you did not notice, did you think that he would run out of bounds to like you know possibly like you know save his body, or is he gonna go run directly head first into a fucking raging middle linebacker? That's what he's going right
he's
first.
Putting everything out on the field. You can't get mad at him for that.
But you know
as a
what?
Quarterback, you can.
When you're the franchise,
you know what I'm saying.
But check it out
on run plays when you got fucking Jonathan Taylor in the backfield for you to throw to look like it's the fucking backyard more. And then you even got reports of his own wide receivers saying, there's a big hell of a difference this year between fucking like, you know, last year and this year. Like last year, we were just out there playing football, making plays. This year, our quarterback saying, hey, you got to run this route at fucking 7 fucking yards and you turn in at 7 to fucking get there because the ball's getting thrown or whatever. But listen, if you're going to be an NFL quarterback, be an NFL quarterback. Carson Wentz not an NFL quarterback. So
well,
because
clearly,
of that, we got to go. Who are they playing? Jacksonville? I'm going with Jacksonville.
Now he's not an NFL quarterback.
Right?
I mean, come on. Come on,
he look
bro.
Like one last year? What did he look last
decently,
year? How did he look last year?
He looks better than David Mills.
The niggas lost to fucking Jacksonville.
Yeah,
they went down
him.
To Jacksonville. And a loss when they needed to win that game to get into the motherfucking playoffs.
Yeah,
don't
that was
talk to me about. As a matter of fact, they lost the week before when they needed to win as well to solidify themselves to get into the playoffs. So don't talk to me about fucking Carson Wentz being a motherfucking NFL quarterback, because if he was an NFL quarterback and a true fucking professional, he would have finished out either one of those games. That's why they shipped his ass off to the fucking Commanders, who happen to be the real shitstorm in the NFL with everything they got going on in their back office and then even on the fucking field. They're a fucking joke because he's a fucking joke. Fuck off. I hate that motherfucker. And they... He did with the Eagles. It was bullshit. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm still going with the Washington football team.
I'm about to say, can we even call them the Commanders? I'm calling them the football team.
They always the football team to me. Ever since that day, that shit was fire.
Yeah, I don't know why they changed that. It was fire. Grew on motherfuckers.
And the Commanders.
Football team, man.
They should have said Red Hawks, Red Tails. I would have went anything with that. But motherfucking Commanders. Command yourself to 5 wins this year. I dare
Shout out to Trevor Lawrence. Let's hope him and Doug Peterson could do something.
You think he have a big year this year?
Hopefully.
I forgot Dougie P was a coach out there.
Yeah, son. You see what I'm saying? No. He was able to fucking temper goddamn crazy ass fucking Wentz. No. But now that he's away, Wentz is out to play.
No.
So who else knows how to fucking get Wentz to do some Wentz shit than his fucking goddamn
sense? But here's what I was going to tell you.
Wentz is going Wentz.
When you're looking at what he does, yeah, he's been reckless. Look at him in college. I know we never seen him. He's fucking FBS. But look at him in college. Running. He thought he was fucking Tim Tebow in college.
Because he was, though.
He was.
But guess what?
Yeah, he most
guess what, baby? It's
My
the
man
mentally.
Won, like, 3 straight national championships or some shit.
He's but I'm talking about in terms what? Of like the way he played. Like, running linebackers over and shit. Goal line rushing.
Evolve.
Like stupid power and shit.
You got to evolve, though. Like, this is the right. NFL. We need you to play at a certain level. We need you to do certain things. Like, you're not doing those things right. Like, you're fucked. That's what I'm saying. Like, he is this weird intermediate quarterback where it's just like, NFL may not be a thing, but, like, you're way too good for the XFL. Like, if they was, like, an intermediate league, like, that's where he needs to go. Like, go just learn how to fucking sit in the pocket, throw the ball, get rid of the ball, just be a fucking quarterback, run every now and then, but stop putting our multi-million dollar investment at fucking risk every time I see you play.
If Carson Wentz plays
if I was the owner, I don't really give a fuck about Carson.
If Carson Wentz plays in a Canadian league, you think he goes off?
100%. It's a fucking Canadian league. There's a few dogs.
There's a few dogs out there, but you know what I'm saying? No, there's some dogs out there, but you know what I mean?
100%. 100%. No fucking, no debate in his voice. 100%. All right, let's keep these next ones short because we're trying to wrap it up before we go. Division rivalry, one of the oldest games in the game. Packers, Vikings.
Ooh, that's a good one. I got Vikings.
I'm going Vikings as well.
I mean, the Packers defense.
That Packers defense, I was about to say.
Yeah, they solid, but the Packers don't got no offense. I don't trust those young receivers. They star receivers. Wait.
Who's on their defense?
The Packers?
The Packers, yeah. They've been stacked.
Yeah.
They just got rid of their best pass rusher. They just got rid of him. He's on the Vikings now, actually.
Who?
Za'Darius Smith.
He left?
Yeah, he's on the Vikings.
The Packers still stacked, though. They got stop. Let me think of it. They got I'm not good with
names. Their names are irrelevant, but every year they've been these motherfuckers were solid last year.
They're not that good.
As of recent, they've been solid. They secondary is one of the top secondaries.
Because of Jair Alexander. That's the only reason why.
That Packers defense is serious this year. That's why they be banking on that shit like that. I just off the top of my head, I can't think of who they got though. That is on me.
It's Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Jair Alexander. They got one of them gone.
They did make some other moves too.
And Rashad Gary. I'm sorry, Rashad Gary. Can't forget Rashad Gary.
Oh God,
this thing is the hype. Blasphemous, bro. I can't believe you. versus the Vikings.
Oh, I mean, I think the Vikings go win.
I think
the Vikings go win. I put my money on the Vikings.
Yeah, 100. Yeah,
the Vikings defense. Daniel Hunter and them. Come on now.
Who's on the Vikings offense?
That nigga's been a shape.
Jay Jetta, Dalvin Cook, Thielen, Kirk Cousins. What? I mean,
come on.
They
all. I'm going with the Vikings.
Suspect.
Yeah, but
you know. They coming together though.
Yeah. 2,000 yard receivers.
I go with the Vikings. I go with the Vikings for that one.
Yeah, man, y'all niggas out here crazy.
I went Vikings, but the Packers defense.
But that defense is still solid, though. That defense still.
I said be the best defense this year, and then you
get me out. Get me the fuck out of here. That nigga almost booked it, bro. I almost dead ass left. That nigga said the best defense. I should reboot your ass after that. You know, Rams and Buccaneers are still teams in the NFL.
Hey,
right?
you never know what happens, bro. It's a long season, dog. A lot happens, bro.
They're gonna have to lose. They're gonna lose five niggas to be the worst.
Only takes to lose the two important ones.
You're right, but they lost their best pass rusher to their rival team. Who knows?
Hey, they obviously know something that we don't know. If they're willing to let that motherfucker walk.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here. Titans, Giants.
Titans.
Yeah, and I'm a Giants fan.
Derrick Henry comes back, goes off.
Listen, go ahead. Oh,
I think that's really it. I think Derrick Henry goes off. I think they go back to their play action shit, same stuff they were doing while they
forgot they got Flash Gordon now.
Yep. Yeah, and they got apparently that Treylon Burks cat's supposed to be nice.
Mm-hmm. We'll see about Treylon Burks.
Let me tell you something. David Gettleman.
Wait, can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Is Kayvon Thibodeau hurt for the Giants? He's out for the season?
No, he's not out for the season. He'll be back.
He got a little rolled up.
Yeah, he got a little, you know what I mean? He got a little banged up.
But he's not playing week one, though.
As of right now, no. To my knowledge, no. Now, I will say this. David Gettleman is the biggest piece of shit ever fucking walking. And honestly, not for nothing, we as Giants fans need to honestly need the Mara family to fucking sell this son of a bitch, because you motherfuckers let that son of a bitch run rampant for not years, but decades. Let's talk about this shit for a fucking second. How was it that fucking Joe Shane has to come in here to restructure goddamn Leonard Williams fucking contract, because he was about to get paid more money than motherfucking Aaron Donald? How does that fucking happen? How does that math happen? We had a motherfucking wide receiver sitting on the motherfucking bench. Oh, what was that motherfucking name? Was it Sterling Shepard I'm talking about? This motherfucker was
This motherfucker's getting paid. Excuse me, he was getting paid for his job restructured. He was getting paid more than some quarterbacks to do fucking what? Those are just two examples on the top of my motherfucking head. This motherfucker has... Bro, goddamn David Gettleman has fucked us to the end of fucking time. I don't even know if we will be able to judge Joe Shane as well as motherfucking goddamn Daboll for fucking two seasons because they got a whole slew of shit to fucking clear up. They had to... David Gettleman, honestly... From the bottom of my heart as a Giants fan, when is your time to go? I'm not saying you need to stay there, but you need to do a stint in hell for the shit you did to the Giants because them niggas ain't do nothing to you except for pay your motherfucking bills, and this is what you did to us? We used to be fucking good, you bitch. I hate this nigga, son. Sorry. Just never as a Giants fan.
I
love my
I just want to interject here that Kayvon Thibodeau seems to be playing.
Week one, I didn't know he was banged up. I know he got rolled up in preseason. They sat.
I knew he sat out a little bit. He was
back in practice and everything. And if you practice it, you could play. Come on now.
What I am a little nervous about though? Our new big right tackle that's saying, you know, hopefully he was just, you know, she's still getting it together, but he's been looking a little rough, but Neil? We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see.
I haven't heard much about him. What's funny though is because they were saying that he was like outright the best one out of because I think three tackles go in the first 10 picks.
Yes,
or something like that.
Yes.
Who was the other two? The Panthers got
Neil from A&M, right? That's a guy from A&M.
Nah, who, Neil? Bama.
Nah. Neil's from Bama.
That's Bama.
No, one of your boys.
No, your squad.
You know what I'm saying? The 6'7",
300-pound bus? I got confused, bro. It's three Titans. Three motherfucking big ass
niggas. From NC State, and then the one from TAMU.
That's the motherfucker I wanted.
The African one, the NC State guy?
Son, that motherfucker's a problem.
Where do you go?
Lanky.
To Panthers, right? Or no?
Yeah, I think so, to the Panthers.
Yep. He went to the Panthers.
He probably started to tackle, to be honest.
He needs to be,
and then they got Moulton on the right tackle.
So our good friend Evan Neal was the second. He was the second tackle off the board after our African brother,
and Akeem, that was a big deal. Ikwanu. They were talking shit. They're like, "Whoa, why'd they take Ikwanu first? Neal's better." Blah blah.
They knew what they were doing. It looks like. Well, hopefully, he turns around. It's still early.
It's also scheme too, though.
True.
So, Raiders, Chargers.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
This is game of the week right here for me.
Yeah. Chargers.
I'm going with Chargers too. I like the Chargers a lot. I think this is the year that, I think this is the year they break through. I think this is the year that they get to an AFC championship.
Niggas want to say so. He's about to say so.
Like we gonna be seeing them as favorites in the Super Bowl, a higher 1 or 2 seed in the AFC. This is the year they break through. I think so.
Yo, I'm with you on that
because my man is back. You know, my man Derwin James is back. The heart and soul of that defense.
Yeah, they got J.C. Jackson. They got J.C. Samuels. They just got Khalil Mack. I heard that old lineman they drafted last year is a beast. They got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Eckler. Like,
yo, don't forget they actually added two interior D linemen from the Rams. I know people can be like, who the fuck? One of them was number 69, like Joseph Nix or whatever his name was. He got hurt with a pec injury. He ended up coming back late in the season. That motherfucker is a dog.
Is he?
Dog. Fucking dog on the inside. I'm telling you. Double team me now. You can't because you got double team motherfucking Chargers. You got double team Aaron Donald. Yo, I'm telling you, that guy's going to be a problem.
My thing is, why they don't be talking about the Chargers that much? I feel like they don't get as much hype as, you know, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Buccaneers. Because
they're not the sexy pick right now. That's why. They're crazy last year. Yeah, they're hot, but they're not like sexy.
Herbie came out crazy.
The head coach looks like a little bit of a doofus. That's why.
this is the analytics guy. Everything's analytics. Like, you know, run through everything with this and that. Like, it's kind of
who's
nobody. Nobody Mike really Miller, wants to get right? around this guy. You look at him in the face. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. I'm just saying, like,
he was cussing in the presser.
Media was he? Nah, he doesn't come off that kind of guy. He just looks like I'm just saying, he just looks like a, you know what I mean? It's just like the whole, you just like you said, they're just not attractive from any.
As long as he coaches them to win some damn games,
that's all that matters. But he just, I'm just saying, why the media doesn't give a fuck is like, they're just like the, like you said, they're just not, he don't exude that energy that like you want to give a fuck about to report.
All right. What else? So we got three more left here. Broncos, Seahawks.
Broncos. Come on now.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Not for nothing. Chiefs. That shit would not have got the traction without the McAfee show.
Let's ride. Let's ride. I didn't even know it was. So what about Chiefs Cardinals?
I got the Chiefs.
Kyler Murray doesn't watch film, so you got
to
go.
I'm about Chiefs. To say they had to put the clause that the nigga's not studying. He doesn't watch
film. I think that comment is crazy. I think he watches film. I think. It's crazy,
bro.
He can't watch film. Oh, exactly. Why they put him in there? Then?
Why would they? If it's a given, why they put that in there? And they incentivized him to watch film. Like it was a bonus for him to watch a certain amount of film.
Imagine playing and just never watching film. Oh my god,
as a quarterback. And you know what's funny? You know the funny thing about it though?
Just playing football, bud.
He signed it.
Yeah, just going out there.
He fucking signed it. So he obviously knew. He wasn't negligent. He knew.
They thought that shit wasn't gonna get out to the public. Then it got out to the public, and then niggas gotta start walking it back, protect the brand. Nah, you won't watch no film, motherfucker.
But not for nothing. How do you not watch film?
Yeah, that's really
NFL. Playing video, not for nothing. It shows because you look at your playoff game, your last game of the season last year, you damn near quit. You know what I'm saying? The Packers beat the shit out of you. You didn't know what was going on. You gave up. Maybe watch a little bit of film. Hey, still probably would have lost, but it would have been closer. You know what I'm saying? How do you not watch film?
Listen, I'm trying to find it, but there was a there's a stat, right? That basically shows that fucking when Call of Duty and them come up, Kyler Murray starts playing like shit.
I did see some shit like that. He just streaming that shit like 8 hours a day type
shit. I'm just trying to find the
fucking. Make it like a, call, like a chart, like a causal chart. Like, bro, new releases. Bro, somebody,
I can't find it. I think it's on. I got it. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, pull it up.
There we go. So, with the recent news, Kyler Murray's recently scheduled study hall clause. Rumors are rampant. There we go. So, here are the results. So, his average passer rating on non-2X weekends is 97.43 and 89.65 on 2X weekends. So, whenever they got something running, his passer rating drops to 89.
The double XP fucking him up. That's crazy. The double XP got him gooped. That's really crazy. Yeah. Out here playing like a burger because he up all night playing Call of Duty. That's wild.
For double
XP though.
Not
gold gun. Double XP.
Look at the bottom. Look at the bottom. Conclusion: Kyler Murray's preferred. Oh no, I'm sorry. The win loss record. So on non-2X weekends, like double XP weekends, he's 18-16-1. But on double XP weekends, you know, two double XP weekends, he is 4-7.
Oh, come on now. You got to look into those teams too, because he might be playing way better teams.
I was about to say, either way.
You know what I'm saying? There's so much things that go into that. His best players might have been hurt. His star O lineman might have been banged out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
My nigga, he does worse on every.
Bro, every stat he does worse on double XP weekend.
Every no saving grace. Zero saving grace.
No, that's pretty funny though. I'm not even
gonna lie. That's fucked funny. Up, bro. Oh, yo, son.
Funny shit.
Tyler, put the game down, man. You gotta relax, and you know what you should do? Here's what you should do. Instead of playing COD, learn to read some defenses in Madden 23. That's what you should do. That's what you should be doing. Those I have my Trump hands up. That's what you should be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up. Let's put a bow on this bad boy. What's the last game here? Ooh. Sunday night. Bucks. Cowboys.
Actually, the Bucks is kind of banged up right now. And we don't know what's up with Tom Brady, but
he's on the Masked Singer.
Nah, he may be getting he maybe having marital issues.
Yeah, he apparently his wife is talking about a divorce because he decided to go back to the league and stuff.
They had an epic fight. Let me tell you something. Bitch, I'm getting this back.
Watch your mouth. She actually makes more money than Tom. And she was making more money than Tom.
Significantly more money than
Tom. Significantly more. So I don't know, but that's
can she win championships?
How many can you fucking win? No, it don't matter.
One for each hand.
You lost last year. You have a kid in
fucking, I got seven though.
You have a kid in fucking high school as a freshman. You got a 9 and a 12-year-old. This is his own that's his own admission. He knows like how much more do you fucking need?
This is
like
the time for
relax.
Him to retire and just raise his family.
You know what I'm saying? Like fucking relax.
Let me tell them. They'll be alright. I need to get this motherfucker ring.
He'll never get these fucking years back. But then, listen. I hope it's all worth it. I really hope this isn't true. But fucking listen. It'll probably never reach his ears. But if it does reach his ears, you need to fucking realize, bud. When you're fucking on your goddamn deathbed at the end of it, you're gonna be looking at your family talking about that shit. Like all that shit won't mean shit. It's gonna be about the people be around you. Because guess what? We're not gonna be around you. Like none of you, like your family, nah. You don't want your family and shit. Like, yeah, everybody loves Terry Bradshaw. He's a really good guy. He was a monster back in the day. Joe Montana's a monster back in the day. Dan Marino, monster back in the day. When they fucking die, you think random people gonna be sitting behind their bedside like, oh, woe is me, woe is me? Like, besides fucking freaks? No. You're gonna fucking want your family to fucking
check in for Terry Bradshaw, nigga.
But I'm just saying though. You see what I mean? Like, don't get this shit twisted, Tom. Don't get this shit twisted at all, bro. Like, this shit is like, bro, you've done it. Like, especially, like, I understand if he was chasing one, I could kind of then, like, okay, whatever. Even then, it'd be like, you still gotta go. But, bro, come on, son. Hope it's worth it. Is your marriage worth it? I guess
they're trying to be like Thanos of the NFL.
Is the marriage worth it? I guess. Apparently, listen, once again, bro, I hope all this is wrong.
We're talking about they have no wonderful time. Who knew to every degree how many days he spent with his family. For you to even calculate that in the off season, he's like, yeah, I spent 775 days with my family. How are you? Bro.
He's fucked. But then, like, how long can you, like, how much of your family have to suffer, like, especially when you really have nothing left to prove? Fox gave you $375 fucking million. That's more for you to go out there to play football with. To fucking go out there, renounce, and do some other shit. But that still wasn't enough. So, no. If Galani's mad, can definitely see it and definitely understand it. Not even married, I can definitely see it. Like, that fucking makes sense. She been holding it down, holding the kids down, doing all that other kind of fucking shit for this motherfucker. Like, I'd be pissed off, too.
Hey, be like that sometimes.
Especially when she made bread, too. And you're walking away from $375 million from Fox.
No, not walking away. Mind you, it's there, whatever he's done.
Exactly, but it's like, you could have did it this year. You said you were retiring. We planned all this shit. Now you're backing out. I got to do all this shit again. Fuck you, Tom. You selfish piece of shit. You can see how that goes.
And not for nothing. How old is he? 45 at this point?
Something like that.
Remember we were talking about, we don't know if he'll play until 40. And now he's 45. He's like, wait a minute. We were just kidding.
Family first, Tom. Family first.
Apparently not. But
true.
Yeah, man.
Hope it's worth it.
I hope it is worth it. But
with that said, I'm actually going to go with them because Tom is probably going to be in revenge Tom season. So you don't want to bet. You don't want to bet against this Tom. If Giselle fucked him over, he's about to make it all worth it.
Yeah, no.
I can't lose. I can't not win a Super Bowl and lose my marriage in one year. It can't happen.
And
so I'm going with the Bucks.
I'm not even putting much faith in the Cowboys anyway. So
it's the Cowboys.
Facts.
So with that being said, we're gonna see who ends up winning week one pick'ems. I think it's gonna be me. I'm feeling pretty great. As long as the Ravens beat the Jets, nobody can tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can tell me nothing. I'm riding high on my coattails, baby. But yeah, I think my guest, Dean Osho, in the building. Thank you everyone for coming out. Everybody listening, like, share, subscribe. Hump Day highlights. Getting through the hump with a dump. Hump Day!
Hump Day!